Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Yud Gimel of Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about include liability for damages caused by one's property is limited to the following cases: Nechasim she'im behem din me'ila, property that is not subject to the halacha of me'ila, unlawfully benefiting from hekdesh. According to Rabbi Yisai Glili, this does not exclude all animals of hekdesh, because he holds kachim kalim mumen bailam hu. Kachim with a lesser degree of sanctity are considered the private property of its owner. The Gemara discusses whether this applies to various karbanos, including shlamim, b'chayr, or ma'aser. Nechasim shel b'nei bris, property owned by a Jew. Nechasim yuchadin, property of exclusive ownership. This excludes ze'oy mesher chehizik, where the identity of the guilty party is unknown, nechsei hefker, an ownerless ox that damages and is subsequently acquired, nagach ba'achkach hefker o hektish, an ox that changed owners before its verdict was pronounced. The Gemara also discusses the following cases of shared liability. Eina goyva me'imurin, for carbon shlamim damages, one cannot collect half damages from the portion that is to be sacrificed, nor is the owner obligated to pay this amount from his portion of the meat. The Gemara discusses how this halacha relates to the machlekes Rabbanim Reb Nosson regarding shir shadachav chaveir lebar, how the owner of the ox and the owner of the pit share liability for the incident. Eina goyva milachma, for carbon tied to damages, one can only collect damages from the carbon itself and not from the accompanying bread of offering, which the original owner is still obligated to pay for.